This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Rounding up liberal lies with his golden lasso of truth. It's the John Gibson Show.
It is John Gibson. This half hour is talking to my next guest. Chris Kelly is an author. Christopher Kelly is an author who has written several books about invasions. The newest book, we'll get to the older ones in a minute, but the newest one is about America Invaded, a state-by-state guide to fighting on American soil. I'm holding the galley proofs. The book comes out in August, and Chris Kelly joins me on the phone now. Ms. Kelly, welcome to the program.
John, great to be with you today.
So let me start at the beginning. You have a series of books about countries that invade, and this one is about America Invaded, the times that some group or country has tried to invade America or fight on American soil. What started these series? Well, there's like four books now, right?
Sure, there's four books that I've been involved with, and then there's a fifth book that kind of started it all, came out in 2012, was published by Stuart Laycock in the UK, called All the Countries We've Invaded, which is about how Great Britain invaded 90% of all the countries in the world. And he wrote that book on his own. I read it and wrote a review of it, sent it to him. We met in a pub in London and became friends. And as an American, I was curious to see how America compared to Britain's historic experience. We don't have as much history, but we've been, you know, active in the invasion category, so to speak. So we wrote America Invades Together, which came out in 2014, followed that up with Italy Invades, which was about the Italians in a broad sense, including the Romans and the Roman Empire and the Italian impact on the world. And then the one country we missed in America Invades, we had chapters in every country in the world from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe, but the one country we missed was the United States itself. And that's what we've kind of made up for with this latest book, America Invaded, which is coming out next month.
Okay, now you're talking about things. I notice in your introduction, you talked even about Kennewick Man, which goes back how many thousand years?
About 12,000 years. Yeah, there was the bones of Kennewick Man. I mentioned that in the very beginning, that the bones were discovered in the river, in the Columbia River, in my home state of Washington, and what was interesting is that there was a lot of debate about Kennewick Man, about, you know, whether it was European or not, or different things like that. But what I was interested in is the fact that there was embedded in his pelvis, the pelvis bone of this ancient, you know, human, was a flint. I mean, in other words, they had been speared or wounded, and there was still the evidence of that. And so there was evidence, in other words, of fighting in Washington State something like 12,000 years ago. So this fighting goes way back.
All right, well, now you go through these, the 50 states, state by state, and explain various kinds of invasions. I suppose the whole South would fall under the Civil War, but is there more than that?
Yes, there is. I mean, there's the American Revolution, of course. I don't know. I know that you and I think we both have in common that we're both baby boomers.
Yes.
Which means that we both, or in my case, I grew up watching The Wonderful World of Disney, where I had a chance to see, you know, and learn about people like Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone and the Alamo and all of that. And that's something that's a part of history that is, you know, largely untaught these days. And for me, what was really a lot of fun was writing these chapters and writing about people like, you know, Frances Marion, the Swamp Fox in South Carolina, who, of course, was in a Disney, you know, Disney movies years ago, but, you know, seems to be largely forgotten. And I think that is unfortunate, and I was happy to try to to kind of rekindle an interest in some of these historic figures.
Now, my home state is California.
Sure.
And I think the first thing that would come to mind, California invaded, is America invading California.
Right.
Because it was, at that time, a part of Mexico.
Right.
But I'm gathering you have more than that.
I do. I mean, I was actually born in California. I mean, Washington is my adopted home state, but California is where I was born, of course, in Sacramento. And, I mean, of course, California, you think about Northern California, Sonoma County, and the Russian River. But why is it called the Russian River? Well, the Russians were there with a fort called Fort Ross, which they occupied from, 1812 until the 1840s, when it was actually sold to John Sutter, as in Sutter's Fort from Sacramento. And so you had this Russian invasion, if you will, of California, as well as, of course, the Spanish, the Mexicans. But there were even, English, French, Drake, of course, sailed along the California coast. Even the French tried to get their fingers into the California pie for a while as well.
Not to mention the Japanese shelling Gaviota in World War II.
Absolutely, absolutely. You had that incident where there was off of Santa Barbara, the coast shelling, which led to this kind of panic where they thought that there was this attack on L.A., which was really kind of fictional, but I think something like 8 people died mainly of heart attacks, where they discharged a bunch of anti-aircraft ammunition in fear of this, non-existent Japanese raid. Even things like the Rose Bowl, the 1942 Rose Bowl, was actually canceled because of, it took place, not long after Pearl Harbor, and they initially canceled it, and then they ended up, it was between Oregon State and Duke, and Duke said, let's play it here in North Carolina. So they actually played the game in North Carolina. The Rose Bowl, 1942 Rose Bowl, was played in North Carolina rather than California or than Pasadena because they were, kind of afraid that, the Japanese might show up at halftime, so to speak.
You'd laugh about it now, but I'm sure they took it very seriously. I'm talking to Chris Kelly, author of the new book, America Invaded, A State-by-State Guide to Fighting on American Soil, has also written 3 other books about countries that invade. And I'm going to continue my discussion with him right after a short break. It is Gibson on your radio. Be sure to check out johngibson.com for the podcast. If you should happen to drive out of the range of your radio station, you can catch up on the show that way. I'll be right back. It's Gibson on your radio.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Gibson, I'm back. I'm talking to Chris Kelly, author of a new book called America Invaded, a state-by-state guide to fighting on American soil. We tend to think our country has been safe, you know, surrounded by these oceans, safe from invasion, but not the case. This goes back many, many, many years. So, Chris, I'm looking through the state by state, and as I come to a state, I realize, oh, yeah, well, New Mexico, sure, it was invaded. Cortez's bunch showed up there.
Right, right.
New Jersey, oh, yeah, of course, the British and the Dutch both invaded New Jersey. And that doesn't count all of the Indian Wars wars between Indian tribes.
That's right. You've got conflicts with indigenous people in all 50 states, of course, and you have obviously the Civil War. You have the American Revolution, and you mentioned the Japanese that we talked about a little bit as well. But then things like the Russians, and different states have been invaded in different ways, and the way those invasions have shaped them. I mean, I know that you, John, are a committed Christian, and you're interested in Christianity and those issues. If you go to Alaska and meet the native Alaskan people, it's interesting that most of the native Alaskans are Christian, but they're neither Protestant nor Catholic. They actually are Orthodox Christians, and that is a legacy of this Russian invasion and occupation of Alaska from, you know, the 19th century, going back to the 18th, 19th century. So these invasions have shaped our country, our states, in different ways, and have an impact on them even today. I mean, the fact that, you know, New York was invaded in a different way because of the Dutch, for example, than the way that California was invaded. I mean, those invasions have shaped our history and shaped the way our country is, you know, even to this day.
You speak of New York. If it wasn't invaded by the British, it'd still be New Amsterdam.
That's right. Yeah, you had. And when the Dutch invaded, I mean, Dutch were in a sense the inventors of the corporation and were very businesslike. And of course, the first deal for Manhattan was not a conquest; it was a bargain. It was, you know, they paid for it, right? I mean, they paid what, the notorious $24 or whatever for the island of Manhattan, and that set up a different, you know, type of history and development from other states. And I mean, things like Wall Street, for example. Why is Wall Street, you know, why is it called Wall Street? Well, the Dutch built a wall because they were afraid of that New Amsterdam would be invaded by the British, which eventually it was. But so you have all these kind of, you know, connections to, you know, our world today and past invasions.
Well, if you're not going back into sort of the prehistory time, but you're dealing with recorded history time,
right?
What does the big picture of all these invasions tell you about America?
Well, we like to think of ourselves as you know, we'd like to think of ourselves as having never been invaded, or I mean, a lot of us do. But the reality is that this country has been fought over. You know, almost every square mile of it has been fought over by many different groups, and those invasions, I think, have, as I say, have had an impact on the way we are as a nation to this day, in, you know, in all kinds of ways.
Well, give me an example. I mean, like, take the middle part of the country, those states like Kansas, Nebraska, what people refer to as the square states.
Right.
You know, I kind of understand the invasions on the coasts, mm-hmm. because the people arrive by ship. What about the Great Middle?
Well, you have things like, in World War II, you had the Fuga bombs, the balloon bombs, that were the kind of the first intercontinental weapons that they were able to launch into the atmosphere and be carried by the wind. And those hit in more than 15 American states. So they definitely hit inland, you know, the like square states, like you're talking about Colorado and Wyoming. And so it landed in Thermopolis, Wyoming, for example, in Montana. And now, that was an attack that took place towards the end of the war, and it didn't have much impact. Although there were six people in Oregon, near Bly, Oregon, at what's called the Mitchell Monument, that were killed as a result of one of the, and mostly children, by the way. There was one pregnant woman and then five kids, teenagers, who were killed in the closing days of World War II by this Japanese bomb, and which I have a picture of in the book, and I visited as well. And today you'll find, you know, six cherry trees that were planted by the Japanese government, kind of as a memorial to that site today.
So did you start out knowing this, or did you discover all this material in research? I mean, just to when you started this project.
Right.
How much awareness did you have that this was an often invaded country?
Well, I think I had maybe more than most, having done other books like America Invades and about America's military involvement outside. And also I'm on my mother's side, I'm Dutch, and so I knew about the Dutch connection to New York from, you know, from family lore and all of that. So you know, I suppose I had more than most people, but there were of course a lot of things that I did not know until I did the research on the book. I mean, and I think almost every state has some surprise, some, you know, nugget that people are going to be, you know, say, oh, really, did that happen? You know, and have that kind of impact. I think there are some, you know, interesting anecdotes, you know, really for every state in the country.
And why did you decide that this needed to be told?
Well, let's see. I mean, I think that it's important to remember our history, and kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And also, I mean, that there are stories, and of course, you know, stories of war, it can be tragic and can be, you know, there are lots of wastefulness. I think that, you know, the monument, the story in Oregon, with the kids being killed by a balloon bomb is a tragic waste. War is often wasteful, but at the same time, there are stories that are hopeful. There's one in Oregon about Ensign Fujita, who was a Japanese pilot who flew, did two bombing missions in Oregon in 1942 in World War II. And he was bombing the woods of Oregon, which is, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, an arsonist targeting the lakes, because, you know, Oregon has, I mean, it's very wet and the fires didn't do very much damage, but he did bomb Oregon. He returned, he survived the war, returned in 1962, and his A Journey to America had to be approved by John F. Kennedy, who had actually rose up to that level to approve this guy who had, you know, bombed our country. And he presented, when he'd flown his missions, he had a sword, a Japanese samurai sword, in the back of the plane for, you know, good luck. And he presented the sword to the mayor of Brookings, Oregon. And you can find it today in the Chetco Public Library of Brookings, Oregon, on display, where he was kind of, you know, making amends for this. And also, he was a successful businessman. He sponsored scholarships for Oregon kids to go and visit and study in Japan. So in a way, this guy who was a bomber turned into a peacemaker. And I think that's a hopeful story that I think is important to share.
Talking with Chris Kelly, whose new book is called America Invaded, A State-by-State Guide to Fighting on American Soil. An important book to read, because we all tend to think in our mythology that we are a country that hasn't been invaded, when in fact it's been invaded over and over and over again. Chris, I really appreciate you coming on today, and good luck with the book. I tell people it's America Invaded should be available in August. Am I right?
That's right. It'll be available in August. You can pre-order it now. It's available on ebook, and you can get it at AmericaInvaded.com as well to pre-order.
And you can, if those of you who are like me, who spend half their life ordering everything they need off Amazon, the way that works is you order and pre-order and you forget about it, and a day or two later, it arrives at your door, and you go, oh, there's that book I ordered. Chris, I really appreciate you coming on today. Thanks a lot.
John, it was a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Once again, speaking with Christopher Kelly, author of the new book, America Invaded, A State-by-State Guide to Fighting on America's Soil. You didn't think it happened, but it turned out it did. It is the John Gibson Show, which is available online at johngibson.com and on your favorite local radio station. If your favorite local radio station is not carrying the show and you're hearing it online through johngibson.com, just call that station up and say, you know, you only think he's off the radio because he's not on Fox anymore, but he really is still on, and you can take the show. JohnGibson.com. Go there, be a premium podcast member. Get the special Hip Hop Week in Review and podcasts of this show that are commercial free. Gibson on your radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
John Gibson. I'm back. Well, I promise you I was going to talk about O.J., and I am. So the story is that O.J.'s got a parole hearing coming up and that he could be released as early as October. He's serving time in Nevada in the Lovelock State Correctional Facility. He's done 8 years. He was sentenced to, 30-plus. And this is all about that incident. I think it was in Vegas where O.J. And some friends busted in on a on some guys who were selling memorabilia, including some of his stuff, which he claimed was his and that he had never given up to anybody. And they had no right to have it, and he was, you know, set on taking it back. One or more of his friends were armed with a gun, and during the trial for this, he claimed he didn't know that they were armed. But he was convicted, and he's been serving time at Lovelock since 2008. He is, for the details, you always want the details, and for the minutia, note that his inmate number is 1027820. This will be his first chance at freedom since being convicted on this armed robbery charge. And, of course, his lawyers have argued that the crime didn't justify the time. And they said that he was getting essentially payback from the Nevada justice system for the famous trial that we all know about, the Brown and Goldman murders. So I have a couple things to say about this. Number one, I just caution people who think that O.J. is going to get out that it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, I've been to a zillion parole hearings, and I can promise you that parole board members are mostly looking for an excuse to not grant parole. Any little thing, the prisoner, the incarcerated one, the offender, I think they call him now, any little thing the offender hasn't done. You know, for instance, I was at one of the Sirhan hearings, and he was tripped up. I mean, he wasn't going to get out. They're not going to give him parole. They're going to come up with any kind of reason in the Sirhan case to keep him in. They're just, California's not letting him out. Sorry, it's a life sentence. And he was saved from the death penalty, so, you know, okay. You didn't get the death penalty, but you're going to have to sit here forever. You're not getting out. You killed Bobby Kennedy. End of story. But they have to come up with reasons, and in that particular case, one of the parole board members came up with a reason that Sirhan had not completed a class on sobriety, on an intervention class for alcoholics. And the reason that the parole board member wanted him to take this class was that he had said the night of the Kennedy assassination, he couldn't really remember that he'd had a couple whiskey sours. And now he's been in prison 25 years at the time of this parole board hearing. It was in the 80s. And, like, you know, there are no bars in prison. There are no liquor takeout stores. You can't go home and just start pounding them down and get blasted. And you can see on Sirhan's face is, oh, man, you had to come up with that one? Yeah, well, you know, sorry, Sirhan, they're going to come up with everything. Well, so my outlook on this is that I think it's unlikely O.J. is going to get parole. Even if there's a sympathetic board member who thinks, well, you know, 30-some-odd years for this armed robbery thing, that seems a little excessive. And, yeah, we probably were just getting him back for dodging out, somehow escaping in that murder trial when he should have been convicted. And the reason he wasn't convicted had nothing to do with the evidence. It had to do with the maneuvering of the lawyers. Now, I don't even know where to begin on that story, other than the fact that on that day in 1994, I was working for NBC in Los Angeles, and I was working for a particular part of NBC that feeds the local stations news for their morning show, their noon show, their 5 o'clock show, their 11 o'clock at night show. And I was actually driving out of the parking lot at NBC, headed over to the cleaners to pick up, you know, some fresh shirts. And I heard on the radio, OJ is in handcuffs. And I made a U-turn. And within about 15 minutes, I was doing stories for the local station, OJ arrested in the murder of his wife and this guy, Ron Goldman. The story of the murder had broken in the morning, that OJ's wife was dead and this guy was dead. And, you know, police were over talking to OJ. And, okay, well, you would interview the relative. Yeah, of course they were talking to OJ, but he's in handcuffs. He's arrested for this. We're on the air. And that went on every day, 7 days a week for 18 months. And even during the period where, you know, the deadest part of the trial is jury selection and prep work that goes on before jury selection. I still did it every day. There was always some kind of little development. There was some kind of little thing. And the country was absolutely voracious in its appetite for any OJ news. I did that Rivera Live show, which was on at 9 o'clock Eastern. It was 6 o'clock on the West Coast. It was really the last thing I did every day. And it became the show of record on the OJ trial. So my question is very simple. Do you think OJ should be let out of prison? Do you think he's done enough time? Or do you think that'll keep him in there forever? 877-317-6432. Should OJ get out?
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It is John Gibson talking about O.J. Simpson. So he's up for parole. And this is how it would work. This is how he could get parole, according to CNN. And I guess they've investigated this. They say with a minimum sentence of 9 years, October would be 9 years, this is the first year Simpson could be released. But he was granted parole on some of the counts against him at a 2013 hearing. This summer, he will only have to make parole on 7 of the original 12 counts. Prosecutors have not commented on the likelihood of Simpson being paroled. Of course, they don't want him paroled. His prosecution on the Nicole's death and Ron Goldman's death and the civil suit loss will probably have no official impact on his request for parole. Nobody will mention it, but it can't help but be in the back of the mind of the parole board. According to this report in CNN, the parole board scores an inmate on several factors. And the higher the total score, the greater the risk involved in releasing the inmate. So if what you want here is a low score, OJ, a person with a score of 0 to 5 points is deemed low risk, 6 to 11 points, medium risk, and 12 or more high risk. In 2013, OJ scored 3 points overall. Not much has changed with him since then. And at least these people writing this piece in CNN think that he's likely to have a similar score when he goes before the board again this summer. In his favor, he's going to turn 70 in July. What do you know? A year younger than me. And people above the age of 41 are considered less likely to commit a crime. Simpson was above the age of 24 at the time of his first arrest. He's never had a parole or probation revoked. He is retired and believed to have no gang ties. He is a medium custody inmate. meaning all 0 points. He doesn't have anything against him. In 2013, he had no record of any disciplinary action over the year before the hearing. And if he were to complete an educational, vocational, or treatment program that would help him, he scored 0 in this category. And then he said that he was on a waiting list to get into a commitment to change program. If he got in, that would be a factor in his favor. Working against him, the severity of the crime is a factor the commissioners consider. And the severity of the crime was considered, you know, fairly high because of the weapons involved. I guess I will live to see the day that O.J. Simpson gets out of jail. There was a period, of course, where I thought I'd never see him go to jail. The acquittal in the Nicole and Ron murders left him totally free. He could not be subjected to double jeopardy. He couldn't be tried for it again. He did lose the civil case, where it was proved it's not beyond a reasonable doubt, but the preponderance of evidence proved that he was guilty of the murders. And at that time, what really cinched it was the Bruno Mali shoes. The Bruno Mali shoes left a distinctive footprint in the blood, and the footprint matched exactly a pair of Bruno Mali shoes that O.J. said he'd never own or never would have those ugly ass shoes. That was a quote. And then, in fact, there was a picture discovered of him wearing those Bruno Mali shoes. So, I don't think there was any doubt that he was guilty of the murders. The defense team, as you know, the dream team, threw up flack on everything and caused doubt, and in a lot of cases, reasonable doubt about some aspects of the prosecution. But they also, you know, made it a race trial. It probably did as much as anybody to sow the seeds of racial discord in this country. The Rodney King trial had just wrapped up, and the country was already sort of on edge about Rodney King, and then here comes O.J. And they overtly made it about race. They've got it before a predominantly black jury in predominantly downtown L.A. Johnny Cochran did that, and it was a brilliant execution. He stayed off the O.J. defense team until he got the trial moved downtown. Posing as a member of the black community at the Urban League. He and John Mack running the Urban League got Gil Garcetti, the district attorney, to move that trial downtown. And only after Johnny Cochran got Gil Garcetti to do that did he emerge as a new member of the O.J. defense team. And then all the stuff that, you know, you saw go on in court, I mean, it's... I have the original boxes here. I have the files, the NBC files. They don't have them anymore. I got them, and they're on a rack out here. I'm probably going to donate them to the National Archives. 20 boxes, tapes, scripts, daily news, all of it in order. Filed every day by Kathy Riggins, with all of the live shots. I think I did 10,000 live shots. Was just ridiculous. And I don't think it'll ever be equaled, because there really hasn't been a story like that that has so consumed the public interest and went on for a year and a half. So I am doubtful that we're going to see OJ out of jail in October. And I'm doubtful because I don't think parole boards are in the business of letting people out. They probably say they are, but I don't think they really are. I think they hold these hearings, and people come and say what they have to say, and the parole board, in all likelihood, has decided privately what it's going to do. Actually, in the Sirhan case a few years ago, a clever reporter working for Channel 7 in L.A. actually caught him at it. We were all required to leave the room. Well, we weren't in the room. As a matter of fact, we were feeding. It was cameras and microphones in the room. And then the parole board took a break, and they didn't turn the mics off. And out in the press room, most people got up and went to lunch. And I noticed the Channel 7 crew staying by their recorders, and I knew they were up to something. So I hung out, and sure enough, there it was. Coming down the line was a discussion among the parole board members in their lunch break, saying, you know, the decision's already made. We're not letting this guy out. It's not even close. And I half suspect the same thing's going on or will go on with the OJ case. They, in public, they will, and I guess we're going to see this. Apparently it's going to be televised, so there's going to be a signal coming out of the parole board meeting room, and we'll all carry it, and I'll probably carry it here too. But it's I'm just betting that while they're very polite and formal and ask polite and formal questions, that they've already made up their mind. I don't expect OJ to be getting out. It is another birthday, and it is the Village People. The birthday guy is Glenn Hughes of the Village People. He was born in 1950, which makes him 67 today. Glenn Hughes of the Village People. I can't tell which one he is. Is he the cowboy, the construction worker, the Indian chief, the motorcycle guy, or the highway patrolman? Oh, there's one more on the end, the Army soldier. Glenn Hughes, his birthday, the Village People. And if I can just urge you all to go to johngibson.com and check out the podcast. That is it for me today. It's Gibson on your radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.